Well, good morning to y'all once again.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jerry. It's always wonderful to be in the house of the Lord with sisters and brothers and walk together. Today I want to read to you a story from the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, starting at verse 38. This may be one of my favorite stories in all the Gospel. Starting at verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." There's no doubt that some of us are what they call type A personalities, and some of us are type B personalities. One of those personalities has to be busy about doing everything and talking and fixing and making everything right and continuing on and absolutely trying to control the situation. And the other type of person just sits back and lets life go by. And if it happens, it happens. Right? Some of you are one way, some of you are the other way. I know that I can sit days on end and never have to say a word. I know some of you don't believe that because you think he never shuts up at church. Well, it's because I use all my words up here and I don't have any words left for when I'm at home. But all of us identify with one of these two sisters most of the time, don't you? You see, we got a sister that's very, very active, has to be about things, has to be about doing things, has to be making sure that everything's in order and in a proper place. And the other sister, I mean, why do I need to get up? She's taking care of everything. You see, we got both people here. This is a story about two different sisters. One active and one passive. One that's just take it as it comes. And the other that has to make sure that everything happens the way it's supposed to. Now, being from one of those perspectives myself, the other perspective is very exhausting. And I can say that very clearly about no matter which one you are. Because if you're a person that has to be just like Martha, taking care of every detail and getting everything straight, sitting down and doing nothing is exhausting. And it's worrisome and it's bothersome because there are details that must be taken care of. And if you're one that can just sit for days on end and not worry about that the dust bunnies are running across the floor, it's very exhausting to get up and take care of that. This story has helped me to understand more about myself than any other story. Because we often choose one and we seek to justify ourselves. We choose one of the sisters, and it doesn't matter which one you choose, by the way, and we seek to justify ourselves. If you're Martha, you justify yourself by saying the meal couldn't happen without somebody being in the kitchen taking care of things. And it would really, really be nice if somebody helped. Now, it doesn't even matter to us that Jesus says which one's better, does it? Because those of you that are very active and must get things done, maybe deep down inside your heart, you say, Jesus got this one wrong. Because supper's not going to happen if we all sit around and just listen to Jesus. You see what I mean? We justify it. We find a way to say, this is the right one to be. No matter what the scripture says. I just want to remind you from my perspective, Jesus said the better one is the one that sits down and does nothing. Just want to remind you of that. That's the better one. And Jesus says that won't be taken away. So to sit down and do nothing is much better than being active. Jesus said so. You see, we pick one of the sisters to be, the one that we feel the most comfortable with at the moment, and we justify it. We find a reason to say why this one is right, whether it's because Jesus said so, or whether it's because, well, it's got to get done. I still remember the story of a lady that, not the story, this actually happened. I think the lady at the time, I went to visit with her, she was either 96 or 97, which to me is absolutely incredible anyway, and had been an active lady all her life. And now she's in a hospital bed, and she's not allowed to get up and get around. This is in the rural area, so she's in a hospital bed that has railings on the side of it that I can't figure out. I don't know how to set the railing down. I guess I could have figured it out after a while if I had to, but it just didn't look to be simple. I came to visit with Lucy Haney, and she looked at the lady that was sitting with her and said, I need a drink. And so the lady that was sitting with her left the room to get her a drink. And Lucy leaned over to me in bed, and she leaned over to me and she said, can you put the side of the bed down? And I said, Lucy, I said, why do we need to put the side of the bed down? This is what this 96-year-old woman said to me. Because the floors need to be mopped and the windows need to be washed and nobody else is doing it. I knew she wasn't supposed to be out of bed because she was a fall risk. I looked at her and I looked at the side of the bed and I said, Lucy Haney, I said, by the way, her last name was Wells. I'm not using her last name. Her name was Lucy Haney Wells, but everybody called her Lucy Haney. I said, Lucy Haney, I said, I don't know how to put the side of this bed down. But you know what? It's not going to be long here, and your daughter's going to be home from work. And I will get Mabel Jane to show me how to put the side of this bed down so that the next time I come to visit with you, I can put the side of the bed down for you. She looked at me and she said, just forget it. because she knew that her daughter was not going to let her out of the bed. I want to tell you that the floors looked immaculate to me, and the windows were very clean, but obviously Lucy Haney was a Martha, even at 96 years of age. By the way, someday ask me the story about Lucy Haney having a baby at age 96. I need to explain that story, but that's not part of this sermon today. Ask me to the side. That is a funny, funny story. You see, she was a Martha, and she wanted to get up and get something done. She did not want to lay in the bed anymore, and I completely understand. But you see, we look at this story and we justify. I found out that when I went to seminary that it really came over me then that I'm a person that could sit for long periods of time being quiet, being contemplative, meditating, not needing to say anything. And I found in this story great comfort when Jesus says, Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Maybe I also need to explain, I have a brother and a sister, both younger than me. And I learned as a child that if I got in trouble, Mom would send me to my room. And they were not allowed to interact with me because I was being punished. Guess who got in trouble a lot? And I just found some comfort in this story. But it was on my sabbatical that I learned something different about this story. It was over a year ago, and as I lived into the story and looked deeper into the story and came to understand it more, I found out that if we only lived life as one sister only, we would miss much. If we only lived life as one sister only, we would miss much. And what I realized as I looked deeper into this story is that I had done a good job in my Christian walk feeding Mary, the part of me that was Mary. But I was letting Martha starve. For you see, I'm both of them. I truly am both of them. And I think if you look at your life, you are too. You just prefer to be one over the other. And you prefer to have your list of reasons why you should be one and not the other one. And as I spent time with this story and reading about this story from a couple of different perspectives during my sabbatical, it became very clear to me that I was both. And that I needed to make sure that I fed both Martha and Mary so that they could live. And so that I could more fully be who God wants me to be. Not that I wasn't feeding Martha, but in sometimes Martha was getting the table scraps and Mary was getting the best pieces. And why? Because Jesus said that Mary was doing the better thing. And you guys have heard me the whole time that I've been here, all 9 years that I've been here, is that sometimes we just need to slow down and be Mary. Sometimes we need to slow down and let our souls breathe Instead of keeping it so busy, it can't stop moving. There's nothing wrong with organization. There's nothing wrong with putting things in place. There's nothing wrong with making sure details are taken care of. But when all that stuff crowds out the time to be Mary, then you let Mary suffer and not eat well. And if you just sit and do nothing every day, all day, things don't get done, do they? I know those of you that are Martha explain to me all the time, I've got to get up and I've got to get it done because nobody else is doing it. And my favorite thing to say sometimes is, "This dishes will still be in the sink later because you just told me nobody else is going to take care of them." And you use that to justify now, I have to go take care of it. And I want to say, no, go sit down for a few minutes. It's okay, because even next week, nobody's going to remember that the dishes were sitting in the sink. Unless you choose to make that an issue at home. You see, sometimes we need to be Martha, and sometimes we need to be Mary. One of the things I do to keep Mary fed, or Martha fed, is I help out at Hope Packs. And right now I'm missing that. Because Roger will verify this. Monday mornings at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock is a workout. So I'm missing one of my workouts of the week. Carrying cans of food and bottles, and sometimes by the time I make it to church Monday mornings at 9 o'clock, I'm tired already and I'm done. But you know what I know? I know that come Friday every week, there's some kids that'll have food for the weekend. Because I worked out on Monday morning. Needs to be done. And I help out on Wednesday night. Tommy's probably my closest cohort. Pray for Tommy. He's having some pains in his back. That's why he's not here. But Tommy's my cohort on Wednesday night, because him and I work together. We get to touch every single bag that's going to a kid that Friday. And sometimes I'm in prayer thinking about what that means. Lord, I don't know who's going to get this bag, but somehow may they come to know about your love, because people made sure they had food for the weekend. It's a time of prayer. It's a time of laughing and joking with Tommy. We have so much fun together. But it feeds Martha, because something's getting done. And something's being done to help people. Somebody's got to get the food set out. Somebody's got to put it all together. Not that I'm the only one, but I get to get my hands dirty in little ways. No, I don't. I wear gloves. Don't ever get my hands dirty. My hands are too precious to get. No. I wear gloves because some of you know this well. As you get older, not that you all have reached that age yet, but as you get older and you take aspirin all the time and you knock your hand against things, it scrapes and bruises pretty easily. And gloves help that from happening all the time. But you see, that's how I feed Martha. That's one of the ways. How do I feed Mary? Sometimes you would say, I'm sitting down doing nothing. And I'll quote a lady at the previous church that she learned from me how to sit down and do nothing. And she said this in the most kindest way and meant it as a compliment, but that's not how people heard it. She said, you know, our pastor can sit down. He is the very best at sitting down and doing nothing. I do love to sit down and do nothing. My nothing yesterday morning turned into a nap, though. Sometimes that's what our body needs. Because we've been too much Martha and a not enough Mary. I want you to think about your life, though. Which sister do you better identify with? And then I want to ask you, how can you be the other sister? You see, sometimes we got to be Martha, and sometimes we got to be Mary. I hope you realize that generally the rule in monasteries is what you think the rule is silence. That's not the rule. That is not the rule. The rule is don't speak unless you can improve on the silence. That's the rule. Don't speak unless you can improve on the silence. And one of the things I find that most people need is some silence in their life. You can ask the ladies up here. Ask Jerry. Did you know that music does not exist without silence? Music does not exist without silence. You have to have silence between the notes to have the notes. Otherwise, you would play them all at one time, and what would that sound like? It sounds like the way I play the piano. Silence is important. And silence in our lives is important. So as we think about this message today, I want you to think about which lady you need to be more. Because I think you're both too. I think you're both. And you've been feeding one of them very well. And the other one you throw table scraps to every once in a while. How do you need to change that? I know. Jesus says the better one is the one that does nothing. But the truth of the matter is we're both, aren't we? Something's got to get done so that we can have time to sit and do nothing. So what it really is learning when to be each leads to a successful spiritual journey. Learning when I need to be busy about getting things done so that the kingdom of God can move forward is important, isn't it? Knowing when I need to sit down and listen to what God's trying to say to me, is that not important also? How would I know how God's directing me if I don't know how to hear God? If I don't know how to listen to what God's saying? Because Scripture tells us over and over and over again that God's voice is what? A still, small voice. And when you got a bunch of noise going on, how do you hear a still, small voice? How do you? I know, somebody's going to explain that to me as you walk out the door today. Thank you for explaining it to me ahead of time. I want to give you a thanks in case I don't get a chance. What was that? Take your hearing aids out. Jerry has hearing aids. If you didn't know that, it has a switch on it. Okay? It has off, it has TV, and it has wife. Eric liked that. Eric wants to borrow your hearing aids. But folks, sometimes we need to learn how to be quiet so we can hear that still small voice of God, so we know how to be active. Because I can be active in a whole lot of different ways, can't I? But is my activity always what God wants me to do? I'm kind of willing to say not always. So learning how to be each one of these ladies in your life, that leads to a successful spiritual journey. So I'm going to ask you this. How can you be both? How can you be both well? How can you make sure that Mary gets fed and that Martha gets fed? Because all of us are both. And even at 63 years of age, I'm still trying to learn how to feed both of them. I didn't solve it by going on a sabbatical last year. It just showed me the problem. And now I've been spending time trying to figure out how do I solve this to make sure both of these ladies get fed. Not just one, but both. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes we truly do want to pick one of these ladies and just say that's who we're meant to be. And that's who I'm going to be, and that's all right. I'm not going to change it. But the truth is, Lord, and we all know it, there's times that we need to be Martha. And we need to get some things done. And we need to work some things out. We need to get our hands dirty in ministry. We need to take care of things around the house so we can do ministry. So, Lord, that's true. But there's also some times that we need to be Mary. That we just need to sit down and listen to you for a time and a piece, however long that might be, till we confidently can say we heard you speak and we know that this is what you asked us to do. And then once again, it's time to get up and be Martha. Lord, teach us how to do both, that your kingdom might grow. Teach us how to do both well and to know when the right moment is to be Martha and when the right moment is to be Mary. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.